Good morning, my friends. This is Lenny Lawson, the car guru. I'm so glad to be with you this morning. Events of the past week have been tough, but they have been survivable. And I'm grateful to be able to sit here and be able to speak to you and give you some insight into to things that I know a little bit about. And that's the car industry and how things work, how people can get taken advantage of. I'm getting a lot of mail right now, just like you probably are. And I'm going to give you a heads up on a few of those pieces. One of them is the extended warranty scam. We've talked about this some in the past, but man, is it pouring into my inbox right now because I bought a new Frontier for my wife. She's got to keep a truck handy, and she doesn't always like to drive my big F-150 or 250, whatever I happen to be driving at the time. She likes a mid-sized truck, and I think she'll really like the new Maverick, but they're hard to get right now, to be quite honest. It's just about impossible. The next 32 that we get are sold. We are taking sold orders, and that's the best way to get one. If you want one, don't wait for one to hit the lot and be available. More than likely, what a lot of dealers are doing is they're taking sold orders for things like, well, Ford dealers, Broncos, some degree Bronco Sports, but they're more readily available. The Mavericks, for sure. The electric F-150, which is called Lightning. All of those, if you want one, you better order it because you're not going to see one on the lot. But make sure that you know what you're paying for it, because a lot of customers are getting unwelcome surprises from their Ford dealers, charging them way over MSRP for the vehicles that they ordered under the, delusion that they were going to be able to pay it, get it for MSRP. That shouldn't be a delusion. It shouldn't be something that you wait until the car comes in for you to work out. And really, I mean, as far as ordering a vehicle, you should be able to get it for MSRP at the most. But there are some dealers in the Tri-Cities and in the world that will charge well over MSRP. They'll slap it on the window sticker, and they'll call it all kinds of funny things. Market value adjustment is one of them. That's probably the most realistic one there is now. You know, when they put stuff like ceramic protection package, and, you know, they charge $4,000 or $5,000 for it or some kind of crazy name, then, you know, they're just deceiving you into thinking that, you know, you're getting something for nothing. But MSRP used to be the max that somebody would pay for a car. Manufacturer's suggested retail price. Boy, that's changed. You know, a lot of people are paying way over MSRP. If you want to buy a Corvette right now, a Chevy Corvette, if you can actually find one that's not sold, then Chevrolet dealers are charging anywhere from $25,000 to $35,000 over window sticker for those. My buddies at Champion Chevrolet, if you order one for them, they'll sell it to you for MSRP. But the problem with that is it may be 2 years before you get to see your Corvette. You know, the plant just got hit again. It caught fire during this tornado thing, and then the park where they store all of the cars that have the museum delivery. And I'll tell you what that is in a second. I'm getting ready to do it today, as a matter of fact. I'm going to Bowling Green, Kentucky to pick up my Corvette. And you may say, Lenny, what are you doing buying a Corvette? You're a Ford dealer. And yes, I would acknowledge that. But the new Corvette is on a different platform or different level of sophistication. Beautiful car. Keep in mind, I was a Chevrolet dealer, or my family was, since 1971. And I actually became the Chevrolet dealer. The dealer operator is what they call it in 1994. So I was myself a Chevrolet dealer for a lot of years. Loved it. Loved being a Chevrolet dealer. Did not like how they handled the bankruptcy. Did not like, and it wasn't Chevrolet, it was General Motors. You know, Chevrolet is just a brand name. It's not a company. General Motors is the company. And, you know, the way they forced a lot of dealers because of the bankruptcy thing, the Obama administration said, well, you got too many dealers. We want to see you whittle down the dealers. So that's they took that opportunity to get rid of a lot of good dealers. A lot of smaller dealerships were eliminated during that time period. And I think, you know, a lot of that was the backbone, the strength of that company. Ford did not do that. Ford did not take bankruptcy either. I say that with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek. A lot of people say, well, Lenny, you know, the reason I want to buy Ford is because this was back, you know, when all that was going on, is I want to buy from Ford because Chrysler and GM filed bankruptcy and took the government's money. Well, there was a good reason for that. Alan Mulally came in. He was the CEO of Boeing. They made airplanes, or still do. And he came in and said, wow, this company is in trouble. If this company doesn't get some cash and we have a serious downturn, which he had some hints from the housing industry that we were headed for a serious downturn, he said, if we don't get some money in this in the bank accounts, we're going to be in trouble. So he went out and mortgaged everything that he could mortgage, plants, not like Scheffaleras. I'm talking about the factories where they build cars, the Ford headquarters, the actual Ford logo, a lot of the brand names were all mortgaged so that Ford Motor Company could borrow $32 billion. And that's what allowed them the luxury of not filing bankruptcy and not needing to take any government money. You'll remember when Alan Mulally went to Washington, D.C., and they all caught, you know what, for flying on private jets to go to Washington to testify you know, what was going on. And they asked the CEO of General Motors, do you need money? He said, yeah, we got to have some money. They asked the CEO of Ford, y'all need money? And they said, yeah, we need some money. And they asked Alan Mulally, do you need money? He said, nah, we don't need your money. And, they were upset because Ford didn't need their money. Those bureaucrats, they like to pass out money. And so Ford didn't take it. I am oversimplifying a little bit. If you want to read all about this, you can read the book called American Icon. I would highly recommend it. It's just a really in-depth view of how Ford Motor Company survived that. Now, when you borrow $32 billion and you there is an expectation that you pay it back. And probably, I think, within 4 years or 4 or 5 years, all of that money was paid back to the bankers, and Ford righted itself and started building the kind of products that people wanted. And they are on a roll right now and very proud to be a Ford dealer. But I am buying a Chevrolet. I am going with my wife to Bowling Green, Kentucky, yes, where the tornado came through. And we're going to go to the Corvette Museum, and that's where they do what they call the museum delivery. So the plant is right across the street where they build them, and then they take the you know, if you ordered a Corvette and you want to just pick it up at the dealership, then they'll put it on a truck and ship it to the dealership. But if you want to do something very special and pick your car up at the Corvette Museum, you can. And that's what she and I are going to do. And we're going to go to Nashville first, spend the night in Nashville at the Graduate Hotel. Have you ever heard of the Graduate? Go online and check out Graduate Hotels, and you will be amazed. There's one in Knoxville. They put them in college towns, and they are just all built around the community where they are basically they're themed. You know, they have kind of a theme that goes with the community where they're built. They're really nice, and they're all over the country. And so I thought that'd be a nice little treat for us, and then we're going to get in the car tomorrow morning and go pick up, tomorrow morning and pick up the Corvette. It's about hour and 10 minutes away from Nashville is Bowling Green, Kentucky. So I'm excited about that, and then we'll be driving it back, and I'll be driving a Corvette through Greenville and up to the dealership and say, wait a minute, this ain't right. Lenny's driving a vet. We'll see what happens. I don't know how long I'll keep it. I just wanted to have one for a little bit of time. I may keep it forever. That's my choice. But if not, I'll sell it to somebody and make them a happy owner of the new Corvette. It's ceramic white, which is kind of a light gray with red leather interior. All of them are automatic transmissions. It's a dual clutch setup, which it's kind of like a manual transmission that shifts automatically. Very quick, has paddle shifters. You can have it just, you know, put it in regular drive and it'll do all the shifting, or you can shift it with your fingers on either side of the steering wheel, which is a lot of fun on a curvy road or around a racetrack. That's the way, you know, just about all race cars are now, except NASCARs don't operate that way. But just about any kind of sports car racing, Formula One, they all use paddle shifters. That's the thing now. The old manual 6-speed or 7-speed transmission has kind of gone by the wayside. So anyway, I'm excited about that, and I'll let you know what that's like. Picking it up, we'll talk about that maybe tomorrow's show or the show after that, depending on how long it takes me to recover. So we'll take our first break, and I'll be back here in just a second. So if you are in the market for a car, you've probably taken notice of some of the stuff that's hitting your mailbox or your email. Now, folks, if it comes from the manufacturer, if it says this notice is from Ford or from Chevrolet or something, if you're in the market, you probably ought to pay attention to that, because it's got a, more than likely, a private offer for you. Now, those private offers are dollars, and that's about the only place you're going to see a factory rebate right now, is through a private offer. And so, you know, Ford and GM and Toyota and so forth will send out these to prospects that they see, that they deem to be likely purchase candidates in the near future. You know, if you bought an F-150, for example, 3 years ago, don't be surprised to get a private offer from Ford for $1,000 or something like that. That will encourage you to go in. Don't take those and pitch those in the garbage. Those are the ones you want to keep, because you may need it. You may decide 6 months from now or 90 days. It depends on what the expiration date is on it, but you may look on there and say, you know, maybe in the next 90 days we will make a decision to buy a vehicle. And so you take that coupon in and you get $1,000 off, whereas if you didn't have that coupon, you get Zippo. So, you know, you don't want to throw that out. But if you get one of these mailers that said, we will pay you guaranteed so much for your trade, you better read the fine print. There's a lot of those going out right now. And, you know, dealers do need your trade-in. This is not a this is not a fake offer. What they're offering you is probably not accurate. We talked about that the other day. Got another one in the mail from another dealer in the Tri-Cities that said, we want your trade-in, and we will pay you $27,842 for it, and it's been confirmed. Well, I guarantee if I go in there and say, yeah, I want my $27,000 for my car, they say, oh, well, you got to buy one from us first. Oh, I thought you were just going to pay me that. It says authorized purchase amount. Doesn't say anything about me having to buy anything. So that's kind of deceptive. So they said, nah, we won't buy it. You've got to buy cars. Well, I found one online that I'd like to. Oh, no, you can't buy that one. Well, hell, we can't pay you $28,000 for your car on that car. Well, why not? Well, because that's one of our cars online, and everything that's advertised, no advertised price goes along with that offer. Well, what can I buy? Well, you can buy this car right here, and it's just one car. Well, I don't want that. Well, that's what you—that's the only car you can get $28,000. Folks, does that sound like a genuine offer, or does that sound like a ripoff that just to get you in the door? Did you say the second one? Okay, you're right. That's what that is. You know, those are pretty much irrelevant. I would take it in there. You know, if I'm buying a car and I'm interested in this particular brand, then I would take it in there, and I would just test them. And I'd say, okay, I want this $28,000 for my car. Well, you have to buy a car from us first. Well, what price do I have to pay for the car? Well, you got to pay full MSRP plus this little extra sticker, and then you get $27,000 or $28,000 for your car. And then what you do is you stand right in front of them and you just take that paper. And you go like this. That's what I think about your offer. And just wait for the look on their face. Just see what you get. I don't know what they're going to say. But that's something that doesn't that sound funny? Did that paper sound good? I can't hear it on the radio, so I don't know what that sounded like. That's called special effects. Here's another one that I get regularly, and that is immediate response required. Final notice. Official business on my 2021 F-150 penalty for private use, $300. So I guess you can get fined if you don't handle this properly. Isn't that crazy that they would put that stuff? It also says final attempt to notify in big capital letters, and it's got asterisks on either side of that. Three asterisks. I like saying that. Can you tell? Please call immediately. Important motor vehicle services information. Your warranty may expire. This is your last chance. Folks, that is a aftermarket company trying to sell me an extended service contract that I don't want. And you don't want it either. It doesn't say that it came from the Ford Motor Company or Chevrolet or Alfa Romeo, whatever, or Honda. So that's one reason to pitch it. The other, it didn't come from the dealership where you bought the vehicle. That's another reason to pitch it. So you got two reasons to pitch, no reasons to keep. And so, folks, I get phone calls of this all the time. People come in, what do I need to do about this, Lenny? I said, you need to tear it into shreds. Do you get phone calls at your house for this stuff too? That's unfortunate. You know, that does happen. And I'm sorry, it's not us. Now, you may get a phone call from something called the BDC. It's the Business Development Center that's in the dealership. Just about every dealership has somebody that's manning the phones and handling internet leads and things like that. When you call a dealership these days, that's usually, especially if it's about a car, you're gonna be intercepted by those people. Now, our person is Katie. And she is awesome. And she can handle just about any inquiry that you have. Now, what happens with Katie? She has her own real pretty office. It's got pretty flowers in it, too. And a big, and like two or three different computer screens. She is like a machine. But everybody loves Katie. And then when you call Katie, just call and ask for Katie if you want to, you know, call Gateway and ask about a car. What she does is she'll hang up. She won't hang up on you. She'll say, I'll call you right back, and she will. She'll go over to my son-in-law, Ben, and he will handle the Ford, or she'll go to Shane or Max, my nephew. And so they will handle, she'll ask them the questions that you ask, and they'll provide the answers. They'll print everything out, and she'll call you back. And then if you want to do business with us, then you'll end up coming down, or you can negotiate the whole deal. Handle the whole pricing and everything online. You know, if we need to appraise your vehicle, we can give you a really solid number. If you can send us pictures and VIN number and miles and stuff like that, you can pretty much handle the whole transaction online. And you can do it with local people, not somebody in Bangladesh or New Delhi. That's not a Delhi. That's a town in India. Or you could maybe talk to somebody in, you know, someplace far off in the United States. There's my phone ringing. And so what happens then is, you know, that they will, it could be like Carvana, or it could be CarMax or somebody like that. And they're nice people too. You know, they're just not from around here. You know, if you want to deal with the BDC at Friendship Ford or Friendship, gosh, they've got all kinds of places. Hyundai. Or Johnson City Honda. Most of those BDCs are right there in the dealership. You know, you're buying the car from the people that are local, and they're the ones that are going to be doing the service for you and everything. You know, I'm an anti-Tesla guy. I'm sorry if you're driving a Tesla. I'm not a fan because I don't like the way they are sold. I don't like the quality of the vehicles. You know, it's people who buy Teslas all of a sudden become the most popular person at the party. What kind of car you have? I have a Mustang. A big deal. What kind of car you have? I have a Model 3 Tesla. Oh, really? Tell me about it. Electric? You know, people just go crazy over that. So they become very popular. But I'm a fan of buying local, and you know, I've realized that there are certain models of vehicles that are not available in East Tennessee. But if you can buy it in East Tennessee, do. But if you, you know, hopefully you won't be buying it from one of these bandits that tend to break all the rules and charge too much and pay their salespeople for basically ripping you off. I hate to say that there are people like that, but there are. We'll take our last break and be back in just a second. Okay, it is the holiday season, and I'm very happy that it is. I got the final ornaments on the tree. It was like a five-day process trying to get all this stuff done. But we got it done, and excited about everybody getting together. And I just get excited about eating. It's like Thanksgiving again. But that's one of the thrills for me. I don't know what you think. I don't care about gifts. I like giving gifts. I don't know what I need really. Don't need anything. Just excited to be able to give and be with family, and I hope you are as well, and I hope you get to be. Just keep those poor people up in Kentucky and Missouri and Western Tennessee, different places that just got wiped out by that tornado, or multiple tornadoes. That was a horrendous thing to see that. I just can't imagine having to start over like that. I was just sitting in my easy chair in front of the TV, and I was just looked around the house, and I think, just imagine all of this being obliterated and just how devastating that would be. You know, those of you who have been through a tornado and lost something like that, or maybe you've your house burnt down or something like that, those people need help. They need encouragement. They need money. If you can give, do. You know, just now's the time for us to step up. And I don't even know where the best places are to give money. If anybody can let me know, I would appreciate that. Send me a text of 423-552-2020. That's my cell phone number, or LennyLawson2020@gmail.com. If you have a question about your car or whatever, if you have any good ideas of where we can donate money to really help this, that it actually gets to people, it's probably the American Red Cross, but there's probably other places as well. Just let me know. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.